Hey, Nathan here. Did you know that one of the many perks of being an Off The Ball member is the opportunity to join us at member events? The next of these is on Monday, October 7th at Killeen Castle. Find out how you can join us. Just listen to the latest episode of Golf Weekly or become a member now at offtheball.com/join.
Off The Ball's Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Munster keep faith with Tony Butler for their Italian job. Werner Cox's South African return sees him handed a first Ulster start. And we check in with the Ireland squad ahead of the WXV, which gets underway on Sunday in Vancouver. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Simon Easterby has been forced into yet another change to his emerging Ireland squad that travels to South Africa. Connacht loose head Jordan Duggan sustained an ankle injury in training and will return to his province for treatment. Duggan's place on the plane goes to Leinster Academy prop Alex Usanov. The emerging Ireland tour commences on Wednesday against the Pumas, with the squad due to fly out tomorrow. Munster have kept faith with Tony Butler for tomorrow's URC fixture away to Zebre. The 22-year-old is their only fit and available senior out half following a shoulder injury sustained last week by Billy Burns in the win over Connacht. Graham Rowntree's opted against accelerating Jack Crowley's return to action. Butler's inclusion in the starting 15 is one of four changes from last week's win in Limerick. Shane Daly moves from the wing to outside centre, replacing Alex Nankivell, with Calvin Nash coming in on the right wing. Thakir Abrahams switches to the left. Rowntree's changed both his props, with Josh Witcherly and Ollie Yeager in for Jeremy Lockman and John Ryan. Garryon centre Brian Fitzgerald, meanwhile, could make his Munster debut off the bench in Parma. So to run through that Munster team, Mike Haley starts a full back. On the wings are Calvin Nash and Thakir Abrahams. In the centre then, it's Shane Daly partnering Tom Farrell. Tony Butler starts at out half. Craig Casey continues at scrum half. It's a front row of Josh Witcherly, captain Dermot Barron and Ollie Yeager. Jean Clain and Finian Witcherly are in the second row. Ruan Quinn starts at blindside flanker. John Hodnett on the open, and at number 8 is Gavin Coombs. Hodnett's been explaining where Munster can improve on last week's Harum Scarum win over Connacht.
Yeah, there's definitely some defence stuff we can get better at. Like, we had a few errors already at the weekend. Like, but, you know, attack as well. Like, we probably maybe left a couple of tries behind us as well. So it's constantly both sides of the ball we're trying to get better at. So yeah, it'll be no different this week now. Like, we have things we need to work on, and we've been working on them.
And the back row has also given a flavour of what to expect from Zebre.
Yeah. Look, they're dangerous in counter-attacking stuff and unstructured stuff. So I suppose us respecting the ball will be important and stuff. And, you know, just being aware of their threats and stuff and what they're good at. And then trying to nullify that and just focus on ourselves then and what we can do and what we can do, right?
Ulster are in Johannesburg preparing for their meeting with the Emirates Lions tomorrow. Alan O'Connor returns to the second row to captain the team there, with Ian Henderson dropping to the bench. In front of him, props Andrew Warwick and Tom O'Toole replace Eric O'Sullivan and Corey Barrett. Richie Murphy's also made changes on the flanks, with Matty Ray and Sean Reffel in for James McNabney and Dave McCann. Among the backs, there's a first start for summer signing Werner Cox. He takes Mike Lerry's place on the right wing. There's a first start of the season for Stuart McCloskey in the centre, while fit again John Cooney replaces Nathan and Doak at scrum half. So Ulster will start with Ethan McElroy at full back. Werner Cox and Jacob Stockdale are on the wings. It's a centre partnership this week of Stuart Moore and Stuart McCloskey. In the half backs, it's Aidan Morgan and John Cooney. In the front row, it's Andrew Warwick, John Andrew and Tom O'Toole. Kieran Treadwell and Alan O'Connor are in the second row. Matty Ray starts a blindside flanker. Sean Reffel on the open, and at number 8, it's Nick Timoney. Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins has made four changes to his team for tomorrow's visit of the Sharks to Galway. There's a first start of the season for Finlay Beelam, who replaces Jack Ainger, who's heading to South Africa with Emerging Ireland. Behind Beelam, the injured Joe Joyce is replaced by debutant David O'Connor. The former Ulster forward O'Connor arrived from Ealing Trailfinders in the summer. He'll play alongside Niall Murray this week, who takes the place of his South Africa-bound brother, Dara. The injured Shane Bolton's replaced on the wing by Shane Jennings, and Wilkins says Connacht will need to be alert from the jump at Dexcom Stadium against the Sharks tomorrow.
We're going to have to make sure that mentally and physically we're at the races, and that we back that up from Thomond Park. I think from a rugby point of view, you know, the touch points again that you've mentioned, the physical exchanges, our work in attack and defence around the contact area, it's going to have to be top draw, but also our connections, our shapes, our alignment, all of that needs to be really good against South African teams, because you don't want one out runners that are able to get ganged up on by big tacklers and big double tackles. So there's some accuracy that needs to go in with that physicality. Certainly the line speed threat that they possess, you know, we've got to get used to patience in terms of where we position ourselves, where we receive the ball, how we come onto the ball. So there's a few nuances in there that'll be a little bit different to the Munster week. And, you know, we've been able to be training that, installing it yesterday, training it at a pretty good intensity today, and we'll polish it up on Thursday. So it's a really good rugby challenge to go with the mental challenge. And I think it'd be a great game for what's going to be a sold out Dexcom.
So, Connacht, tomorrow we'll start with Santiago Cordero at full back. Mac Hansen and Shane Jennings are on the wings. Piers O'Connor continues at outside centre. Kyle Ford is at inside centre. Josh Ioane and Ben Murphy are the halfbacks. In the front row, it's Dennis Buckley, Dave Heffernan and Finlay Beelam. Niall Murray and David O'Connor are in the second row. Josh Murphy continues at blindside flanker. Connor Oliver is on the open. And the team, once again, is captained by Cian Prendergast at number 8. And finally, Scott Beamond is due to reveal his Ireland team for this year's WXV opener at 3 a.m. on Saturday morning. Ireland are operating in WXV1 this year and open up against New Zealand at Vancouver's BC Place on Sunday. Aoife Dalton spoke to our friends at the IRFU as the squad got to grips with their new surroundings.
Yeah, it's been really fun. We had kind of a few days when we landed on Friday to kind of just find our bearings and stuff, and then move into the city. We were outside for a while, but yeah, it's really good. It's really good to kind of got all the cobwebs off in our first session there on Tuesday, and Wednesday was a big day for us as well.
I had a first couple of days here to settle in, as you mentioned, and build that connection piece with the squad off the pitch. That's really important.
Yeah, definitely. A few of the girls are kind of struggling a bit with the jet lag and stuff, and it's nice to just kind of find your bearings, as I said, and just kind of get used to the new environment, I suppose.
And training, how's that been? You had a hit out against France on Wednesday, which was really valuable.
Yeah, really good. France are, I think they're in the top 5 in the world now, and you know, they kind of give us a flavour of something new. We can get pretty used to each other, training against each other week in, week out. So they definitely threw something new at us. And yeah, it was really fun. I really enjoyed it.
Our excitement levels building into Sunday. Obviously, first look at the stadium, it's pretty impressive. So the group must be raring to go now.
Yeah, coming here is so cool. I mean, like, what an opportunity to play here against the World Cup champions. So yeah, I think everyone's kind of getting excited now.
Be a big challenge ahead, as you mentioned, World Cup champions, but this is where the team want to be under Scott, competing against the best in the world.
Yeah, definitely, and like, that's what we set out for, especially after this year's Six Nations. You know, we wanted to qualify, and that's what we did, and we found ourselves here in WXV1. And like, that's where we want to be.
That's it for today's and indeed this week's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast going to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, on Monday. Till then, thanks for listening.